Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Ducky Daily for 8/16/2010. It's been a couple days since my last daily, so I just wanted to catch up and let you guys know that I was gone on a little mini vacay to the White Mountains of New Hampshire, where I kayaked, I swam, I hiked, I chilled, I read some sukkah, and did nothing for like 4 or 5 days. It was amazeballs, loved it. Came home and had to catch up on some TV because I had not yet watched the season finale, of So You Think You Can Dance. So I checked that out. Kudos to you, Lofro. Honestly, I would have been happy with any of the three of them winning because I kind of loved all of them. But I'm really excited that Lauren won because she was just adorable. And what about the Gatorade dump? Love her. She's ridiculous. Couldn't even stand it. I even liked Mary being back. Shh, don't tell anyone. Kath and I should be hopefully catching up this week to podcast and go over all of our thoughts on So You Think You Can Dance. So stay tuned for more. Scott Pilgrim came out like 4 days ago, and everyone's like, oh, it bombed at the box office. First of all, who thought it was going to be a big deal at the box office? I mean, Shaun of the Dead, huge cult hit. Hot Fuzz, huge cult hit. Michael Cera, why he's adorable and people love him. It's not like he's Tom Cruise. You know what I mean? Like, it's Michael Cera. He still has a niche audience. He's not catching everyone out there. And this movie is not for everyone. It's very comic booky. You know what I mean? Like, I've read all the graphic novels. It follows it pretty religiously to what I know. Because, by the way, I haven't seen it yet because I was away. But I'm hoping to catch it this week. And I don't know. I just think it's ridiculous that people are like, oh, it flopped. Because who had those expectations? If Universal wanted it to make more, they should have made a safer film. Or they should have, you know, marketed it in a different way. Or really tapped into its audience. They also probably shouldn't have done 4 billion press screenings. Or sneak screenings ahead of time. Because I know in Boston they did like 4 alone. Which is kind of crazy ridiculous. So, I'm hoping to catch Scott Pilgrim. Did you guys see it? Did you love it? Let me know. You know how Kath at GMMR is always trying to, you know, stalk / meet NPH? It's like her life mission now to meet Neil Patrick Harris. First of all, kudos to he and David, who are having twins in October. And here's my thought, Kath. You should apply to be their nanny. That way you're guaranteed to meet the guy. And you can smuggle his kids all around the country. And they can be on our podcast. Rather, you can hold those children for ransom until we get MPH on the podcast. There's a friggin' idea. Get on it. Alright, you guys, I'll talk to you later. Bye.